A bit of advertising. Hi guys, I'm Emmanuel. What a discovery, you might say. Who are we supposed to think you are? We're on your podcast. Yes, but I wanted to tell you a couple of things and a little anecdote, if you'd like to listen. So you should know that for some time now, I've been asked to include advertising within podcast episodes. I don't do it very willingly, but I understand that it pleases the platform's owners, so I'm okay with it. I was also asked to dedicate a large amount of space to advertising certain products or websites, and this is really difficult to do within narrative episodes. However, I thought I could dedicate a few short episodes to little sketches of real life, within which I happen to talk with someone about this or that product. What do you think? Let's try it.
I want to tell you about a short episode that happened to me a few days ago, which at first made me feel very embarrassed, but then fortunately turned into something pleasant. Anyone familiar with my story knows that, as a teenager, I had a love affair with a slightly older schoolmate, Antonio. It ended badly because he was too proud and I was too provocative. I couldn't stand feeling inferior in everything, especially music. When our relationship ended, I suffered greatly, and he never showed up again. Well, about a week ago, I entered a large supermarket to stock up on beer and chips, which I'm fond of. The department store also had a CD section, and I was drawn in by the sea of music on offer. As I rummaged through the hard plastic sleeves, someone approached me from behind.
I see you haven't lost the habit.
I turn around sharply. I can hardly believe my eyes. Antonio! I exclaim.
Emmanuel,
he says, smiling. He's still the same, with his black hair and beard, but I find him decidedly more colorful and lively than in the past, when he always walked around in his army green parka and jeans. Now he wears a spectacular long-sleeved shirt in a beautiful mustard yellow with a Rolling Stones print. I don't lose the habit of what? I ask him.
Listening to CDs. You know I hate them. For me, only vinyl.
Yes, I remember it well. I'm embarrassed and my heart is racing, but I can see he's comfortable, so I relax and smile.
Shall we get something at the bar?
I'd love that. We sit at the supermarket bar. He orders a Cuba Libre, and I order my usual pineapple juice.
You've cut your hair a little,
he tells me.
You look good.
Yes. I cut it a bit, but it's basically still the same. You, on the other hand, have completely changed your style. I have never seen you so colorful.
You know, being with someone like Electra changes you.
Yes, Electra. She was my girlfriend for a while, and I left her because of Antonio. He told me she was my dark horse, my material side. Well, now she's his dark horse. I'll give up commenting. I nod with a crooked smile and immediately change the subject. Where did you find that t-shirt? It's not the usual generic print. It's a vintage poster, I think. Very nice.
Yes, it's the poster for the Rolling Stones tour of Europe 76. I have 3 or 4 t-shirts like that, including a sweatshirt with the classic Rolling Stones tongue sticking out and one with the cover of Tattoo You. I bought them online from a site packed with items for fans of the genre.
Come on, if you tell me its name, I'll take a look too.
It's called oldglory.com. It's a family-owned superstore since 1969, known for quality and customer service. But it's not just music. There are over 300,000 items dedicated to music, sports, entertainment, and pop culture, including official merchandise from iconic bands and top sports teams.
Is there only stuff from the 60s and 70s?
No, there are also newer things, groups that might interest you.
I like the previous ones too, huh?
Old story, come on.
Antonio pats me on the shoulder and smiles again, with a fatherly air. I understand that he's forgiven me, and sadly, he's completely put me aside, like an old high school memory.
Let's meet up sometime,
he says, getting up from his chair and walking out of the bar with me. Shall we meet up, you, me, and Elettra? I want to answer. But of course, I take back my question. I have a son who's almost 2 years old, you know? I say suddenly, for no apparent reason. He looks at me, astonished.
A son? Are you married?
No, Antonio. It's a bit of a long story to tell.
He looks me in the eye and nods, giving me a pat on the cheek.
You'll tell me when you feel like it, okay?
Okay. Instinctively, I hug him. I don't know why I'm doing this. I think it's simply because I loved him, and I'm sad to see him go. I already know we'll almost certainly never see each other again. He returns my hug with a strange warmth, which I didn't expect from him.
Please, take care of yourself, huh?
He says, taking his leave. I nod and smile at him. Luckily, the phone rings shortly afterwards. It's Gianni, who immediately bombards me with a stream of funny and rambling chatter, as is typical of his crazy, brilliant nature. I walk toward my Suzuki, answering him with tender, inane monosyllables, which only serve to let him know I'm here and I love him. He can see that I have tears in my eyes, tears of joy and emotion. At least he has decided to stay in my life. Shortly afterward, alone, I sit down at my computer and browse the site. It's truly a treasure trove of interesting items. I immediately order a sweatshirt with the cover of the Beatles' Revolver and a Ziggy Stardust t-shirt. I also discover that by hosting the old Glory.com ad on my podcast, I can earn a commission when listeners use my code. So if you buy, you support me and the show. And I can give you a 15% discount too. Just quote my name, Emmanuel, as the code. What can I say? Stop by. Whether you're a music or sports fan, you'll be captivated. I repeat the name of the site. OldGlory.com. Code Emmanuel. It couldn't be easier. Please, take care of yourself, huh?